Hey, Peter Howard here on the Dynasty Crossroads Show. Don't let them know. Keep it quiet, but I've infiltrated the nerd base. Come check out the show. I'll tell you how to beat them. Thanks.
Yeah. Chicken or crow, chicken or crow, crossing the...
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Pass out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hey, welcome everybody to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I am not going to do a little theme song afterwards like Russ does, but I will say that we are a member of the DLF family of podcasts, and we do have a couple hosts here. Russ is not here, but Matt and John are here, along with filling in for us, as he's been doing a lot on Trade Addicts recently.
Does Russ do anything anymore?
I don't think so. It's my buddy Scott Sidlow. We don't need Matt and John to talk, but Scott, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Rocky, how's it going? Yeah, as you said, filling in for Russ, it's kind of what I do these days. So, I'm ready to inhabit the T. Higgins and, Clemson big wide receiver vibes tonight.
Okay, good to hear. We'll get right into it. We have those are our three players. As usual, we have three games tonight. We have, of course, the name game, as always. Matt will love to hear this. We have a Dawson Sox game.
Yes. And... Come on, you guys. That's like three episodes in a row.
The other one we have is one I haven't done in a while. I'm pretty much the only one that does it, and I haven't hosted it in forever. But ADP Rewind. I will explain that when we get to it. Which may be first, because Scott, you get to pick. You're not the host. You get to pick.
Let's get the second one out of the way.
Dawson Sox game. Yeah, okay. If you're a regular listener, you probably know how this goes. But basically, it's like the old Twitter threads. Julio. It digs up, is a paleontologist, Leo Bones, that kind of thing. And you basically rhyme with the last name. We give a little clue for each one, and you have to figure out what the answer is. So you will just, I have a bunch of these. It's all one player. One, I did double check to make sure we hadn't done him before, and because this one worked pretty well, I thought. Jacoby Myers is going to be the player, and you'll just get 1 point for each one you get correct. And whoever has the most when we're done will win the game. So let me just get my score sheet up. Dawson Sox. Okay. Oh, and like the name game, buzz in with your name when you think you know it. Okay, first one. Jacoby transfers money electronically.
John. Jacoby Wires.
Yes, that is correct. Jacoby gets sleepy.
John, Jacoby Tires.
That is also correct.
This is going to be bad.
Jacoby fathers a child.
John, Jacoby Tires.
You want to let the other guys play, John?
Or... No! This is my one game I'm going to get tonight. You said there's going to be an ADP game. I'm already out on that one.
Okay. Next one. Jacoby employs someone.
Matt.
I think Scott had that one.
Jacoby Hires.
It was really close between Scott and John, but since John had gotten three in a row, I'm giving it to Scott.
Breaking my streak.
Jacoby Hires, yes, of course. Okay. Jacoby calls balls and strikes.
Matt.
Scott.
That was Matt.
I don't know. I had it, and then it's gone. It's gone.
John.
John.
Jacoby umpires.
Umpires.
I was like, no, that can't be it. It's two syllables, but that doesn't matter.
It does not matter, Matt. No, it does not. Jacoby directs his hopes or ambitions towards achieving something.
Matt. Jacoby inspires? Oh,
yes. Oh, no. That's what I was thinking it was going to be.
No.
Okay.
He directs his, what was it? Directs hopes and dreams?
Directs his hopes or ambitions towards towards achieving something.
Oh.
Give you a little hint in that Matt was close, but that's not the correct word. Okay, well, I don't think you guys are getting this one.
No.
Jacoby aspires.
Oh, aspires. Yeah.
I don't use that word.
if he was probably directing someone else.
That's how I heard it, was directing somebody else.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. This one should be easier, I think. Jacoby purchases something.
John. Jacoby buyers.
That's actually not what the answer is.
Oh, no.
He gets something. He.
Oh, that's Scott.
Yes.
Jacoby acquires.
Yes. Correct.
Good job.
That was number 7. Okay, Scott. So Bosch has 4. Scott is 2. Matt is here.
kind of.
Jacoby sweats.
Scott.
1.
Scott.
Man. Jacoby perspires.
Correct. Scott making a comeback. Jacoby asks a question.
John. Jacoby inquires.
Yes. Okay. Got 5 more. Jacoby really, really wants something.
Scott. Jacoby desires.
Correct.
Nice.
Next one. Jacoby regards someone with respect.
Scott. Jacoby admires.
Yeah, this is I didn't know this was Scott's game here. As he's giving Bosch a run for his money. It is now.
I think he's got the lead.
It's 5-5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he's gotten 4 of the last 5 right.
Yeah, it's on fire.
Okay. Jacoby fills someone with the urge or desire to become a football player.
John. Jacoby inspires?
Yes. Okay.
There it is. Matt gets a caddy point for that one.
I know. He'll get an imaginary point for that one. Jacoby makes secret plans with someone.
Scott. Jacoby conspires.
Yeah,
yes. It is 6-6.
Matt, you got to sit out this one.
I'm just going to watch. Yeah, I'm just enjoying the show here.
Jacoby ends his playing career.
Jacoby retires.
Yes.
Nice.
Did we do Jacoby fires? Surely
I purposely didn't do fires because I did hires, so I didn't want to make it.
Surely whoever he hired, he has to get rid of at some point.
Yeah, I guess. But I had 14 of them. I thought that was enough. So. But yeah, we got to that game pretty quick. 7-6. Bosch.
Jacoby gets trapped in a swamp. Would it be Jacoby Myers?
Myers.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bosch is up 1-0. Bosch, I'll let you pick. Do you want to do name game or ADP rewind?
Definitely not ADP. Let's shove that to the very back of the show where people stop listening.
Okay, as always, we do not explain the name game anymore. If you don't know it, go back and listen to a previous episode. You'll probably pick it up quicker hearing us do it than me explaining it. So, as always, use your buzzer's name. The theme of this is famous actors. And what I'm going to be doing is, in addition to the division and position, I will be naming a movie that this actor or actress was one of the major stars of. That's kind of your clue to the actor or actress. And then obviously we can always give the hints if you need it. Okay, so first one. Barbie, an NFC South running back. NFC South running back. Just double check to make sure I said that right. Yes, NFC.
I was just thinking how Gosling and Cliff Kingsbury look alike, and I can't make that work in a name game.
Some of these are more older actors. This one is more recent, obviously.
I know the actress. I don't know the player.
Active players or not necessarily? Because I know you've kind of done
both. Yeah, I would say if it's not an active player.
Okay, all right, all right.
Okay, I'm just...
I don't know actors and stuff. I'm pretty bad at that, so we'll see how this goes. This could be a struggle.
Should we all pull up IMDb?
Do you want a hint around either part?
I mean, I think I'm going to get outvoted. I would want a team vote.
Fine, by whatever.
Fine.
Atlanta Falcons.
Oh God! Now I feel really stupid, Matt.
That's what Margot, I was like.
Margot Robbie, John Robinson.
Yeah, I was questioning myself. Is Bijan not in the NFC South? Did I say that?
Stupid. No, you were right.
I actually heard her name.
Okay, so Matt gets 2 points for that one because he needed a hint. Okay, next one. Ace Ventura and NFC East running back. I'll give you a little hint in that this is a backup running back.
Mm-hmm. Matt.
Yay.
Matt.
Jim Carrico Dowdle.
Correct.
Oh, nice.
Dawson Sox is John's game. This is
oh, yeah.
Matt's game.
For sure, Dawson Sox is mine.
I mean, usually John and Russ give me a run in this game, too.
True.
Matt, well, you know how far away from me knowing players? It's been like, 2 months since I've had a fantasy game? So.
Yeah, but surely you've done 747 auctions by now.
I have not. At this point,
slipping.
My game pieces haven't started their game again yet.
Okay, next one. Taxi Driver and NFC North running back.
What the hell's a Taxi Driver?
Oh my God, John. Come on, man. It's like a classic movie. It's an older movie.
The division? What was the German? The
NFC North running back.
NFC North.
Scott, don't say it, but please tell me you at least know who the actor is.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I'm cycling running backs in my head.
Is the name of the movie actually Taxi Driver, or are you talking about a driver from a movie called Taxi?
No, the movie's called Taxi Driver.
Taxi is okay. A show.
Okay, I did. See, that's what I thought.
I have a feeling John wouldn't love this category.
No, it's fine. Taxi Driver's a movie, huh? Who's in Taxi Driver, Rocky?
Why am I going to
find out very soon, John?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Oh, I know. Matt. Robert De Niro, Sean Johnson.
Oh,
that is correct.
I didn't think of the Bears because why would I?
Exactly. Why would you think of the Bears?
Let the record show that Scott is wearing a Monsters of the Midway sweatshirt.
Scott actively tries to not think about the
Bears. I was like Lions, Packers, Vikings. Wait.
I know this is not the point of the show, but I have to ask you, is this Fields thing happening? Is he going to Atlanta?
Everybody's just trying to connect the dots, but I don't know. It's
Odds, the betting odds when they shift that dramatically, you gotta bring something. Yeah. Like
that's what I'm saying, man. That's so fun.
Either that or maybe there was just that much money coming in that he was. So they
John, if he can at least do with what he did for Cole Kmet for Kyle Pitts, we'll be in,
right.
Be in a little.
That's exactly what I said.
We can get some recoup some value.
I still love Justin Fields. I'm not a hater. So.
Oh, me too. Me too.
I will be very happy to see him in Atlanta.
That's a Bengals offense. Sorry. So, you know, just weird fit, but we'll see.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I was just excited to talk about
podcast,
that.
Matt.
What? I know we don't. Yeah, I know. I got excited. I haven't been able to talk to anybody about that news all day, so I finally had people that would, you know, care about it.
Kind of.
Okay. This is another more recent one. This is the movie is Wonka, the 2023 movie that just came out.
I'm literally wearing the sweatshirt.
And AFC North quarterback.
North quarterback?
Yes.
Oh my God, I actually know this one, I think. Hold on.
Oh my God.
AFC North quarterback. Yeah.
Yes.
John. Timothy Shala Mason Rudolph.
That's correct.
Oh, I think I'm wrong. I thought that was Johnny Depp. That's the older one.
Yeah.
That was not the original and not the new one.
That was the one in the middle.
Just watched it a couple weeks ago too, actually.
Nice. I'm not a fan of that middle one. I loved the original. I liked the new one. Did not like the jump.
I really liked Tim Burton, but it was not a good movie.
No. I like them all. I'm literally just a Wonka fan.
I'm with you.
I loved when Bob made these for the SFPL. Very comfy sweatshirts.
So it's 8 Matt, 3 Bosch, Scott trying to get on the board. Our next one, Ocean's 11 and AFC South wide receiver.
AFC South. John.
John.
George Clooney, Nico Collins.
Nice. Correct. Nice. Nice. John making a little comeback.
Okay. We finally got to some movies, I know.
We have 4 more here, so it's 8-6-0. Snakes on a Plane and NFC West wide receiver.
That movie was so bad, I never watched that.
I would watch anything with. Never mind, I'm not going to say
with who? Actor's with who? Name.
With who? I almost did.
I know you did.
What was the division?
NFC West wide receiver.
NFC West wide receiver.
John. Samuel L. Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Correct.
Nice work, John.
Thank you, Matt. I was actually pretty sure it was Samuel L. Jackson. I kind of remember that and kind of remember thinking, how the hell is he in a movie that looks so freaking bad?
I love it. It's a good one.
John, kind of playing possum at the beginning there. And all of a sudden, now he knows all the actors.
Oh, right. I know all these movies.
You know I'm just a movie buff.
I know.
You go to me, obviously.
Of course. NFC South wide receiver and Heathers.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I've heard of this movie. I think I've even seen this movie. This was like 30 years old, right?
90s, yeah.
That's 30 years
old. Yeah, I know. I'm not sure if it's exactly. It might have been late 90s. I don't remember.
Who was close to 30 years?
This is one that I've somehow never seen this one. I've seen pretty much every 80s movie, 90s movie, but.
I kind of think this was one that was probably like good. Like, I don't really remember it, but.
Yeah, it was well received. It was well received, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's all actors. It's all males.
No, there's women.
Oh, okay.
We had one earlier. We had Margot Robbie earlier.
Oh yeah, we did. That's right. Okay. Who was the lead?
I can give you, if you're struggling, a movie hint clue.
Oh, a movie hint will be good for me. I'll take that one.
Yeah, I mean, actor hint, I should say, but it'll be more movies.
I'll go with that.
Okay, I'll give you two. Beetlejuice and Edward Scissorhands. This person is in all three of these movies.
Was it receiver, you said?
NFC South wide receiver.
Which was first?
Receiver is first.
Okay.
Receiver's first, yeah.
Wait, sorry. I'm not buzzing in. I almost did, but I'm not yet. But I'm close, I think.
I feel like it's a Buccaneer.
NFC South wide receiver?
Yes, you keep making me question things, Matt, but yes.
Well, when I can't figure it out, I think you might be wrong.
I have occasionally said AFC instead of NFC or vice versa, but this is an NFC South wide receiver.
I've absolutely done that.
I didn't think this one would be this hard.
I don't think any of us know the movie.
Did none of you know the actor slash actress?
I think I might have the actor wrong. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I'm guessing same for me, is that I have it wrong.
I will give you one more hint. I don't know if this helps at all. Stranger Things.
Oh, yes, that is her.
That makes it worse. Now I've been picturing her
the whole time, but I cannot for the life of me.
I got the name. I got the actress. Just give me... totally gonna get this in a second.
I would think if you had the actress, the other part would be easy, but
well, maybe I just haven't gotten to that team yet. Oh, duh, Matt, Chris Godwinona Ryder.
Correct.
God, it was a Buccaneer.
You're right. I know. I was
trying to
smiling inside when you said
Chris
that.
Godwin too, because nothing went with Evans. Ah,
who
Chris
is the male? Godwin. Who is the male? Lena.
In what?
In Heathers. In Heathers.
Christian Slater.
That's what I was going off of first. First, like then you said the Beetlejuice, and I was like,
yeah, it didn't fit.
Out of Beetlejuice. Yeah.
No. Okay. This one I hope isn't as difficult, but I'm not sure. Another more recent one though, La La Land and NFC East running back.
What was that division there?
NFC East running back. Matt took a 10-9 lead on that last one, by the way. We got two left.
NFC, I'm sorry, Rocky.
East running back.
NFC East running back. Thank you.
And for those listening, since I'm not sure when this comes out, everybody on here is from their current team. Since this could come out during free agency, because I have no idea when Russell's going to release these.
But Godwin's a free agent, right? Good.
So from their end of season team, if you're playing along,
the actor actress was first.
Yes.
I'm struggling with this one.
I think I might know the actors.
Do it.
Because they've been in a ton of things together.
I have the two actors, but I don't know which one it is yet. And I don't know what the player is. Yeah,
I can give you the actor / actress hint if you want it.
Go for it.
Okay. Unless Scott isn't. That's fine.
I've done two movies for most of these to try and help make it easier. Cruella and the recent movie Poor Things.
Yep.
I know. So I've got.
We all got that.
Oh, John.
John.
Do it.
Emma
Please.
Stoney Pollard.
Correct.
Oh
my God. So stupid. Tony the Pollard. First name I wrote down was Tony Pollard. God, I'm stupid. It's like, that doesn't match.
So John with that takes a, I'm sorry, that was 2 points. John takes an 11-10 lead.
Commanding lead.
Last one coming up. If Scott gets it, John wins.
So, let's go, Scott.
Be a great time for Scott. His first one for John.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take 3 hints.
AFC North tight end and Titanic.
Matt. Isaiah like Leo DiCaprio.
Good job.
Yes.
I was trying to think who the hell ends with Lee.
Well, I went, luckily I went to the Ravens first. Like well Andrews done. No. Like wait.
So Matt takes that one 13-11. It's 1-1. And that means we now, unfortunately for John, have to move on to the ADP rewind game.
Okay. Here's happened. My chance.
So this
yes,
one
make it a 3-way tie.
This one is a game I've done before. We're going to go through each position and progressively go back through the years. So I actually took March ADP, where this is the last day of February as we're recording. But I took the March ADP from each of the previous years. I will give you the year and the position. And we're going to go around, and each person has to name someone in the top 15 of ADP in the position for that year.
Can I literally just bow out?
Yeah, I will give you the year and position, and then and it's going to go the way I score this is 3, 4, 5, 6 as we go back further back, just because it makes it easier for less ties. So
it's the difference between the ADP now and February.
No, it's just
you have to
names.
Name guys in the top 15 for that. Yeah. Okay, so like the first one is 23 wide receivers. We're just going
got
back
it.
1 year.
Got it.
You have
got
to
it,
name one guy in the top 15. Each person gets one mulligan, so you get a strike, and then if you get it wrong again, you're out.
Okay.
But depending on who goes first and all that stuff, somebody else would have to get it to you know,
yeah,
keep you out of the game.
Yep. You got a match.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, so we will start with Matt won, so we will start with Matt. Just got to give me any name in the top 15, 20 wide receivers 1 year ago.
Justin Jefferson.
Correct. And I'll go clockwise on my screen, which means John is next.
I will go Ja'Marr Chase.
Correct.
Oh, stay alive.
Yeah, and it's especially when Matt has played sometimes, we've run through the entire list, in which case we will just split the points.
G.I. be shocked.
Okay, and is Matt it get total points, list. Points per game? Just
this is ADP. This is their eight, the top 15 oh, ADP.
It. Of course. Yeah. Okay.
Using yep. using DLF ADP.
Yeah, DLF ADP.
DLF ADP.
Wonderful.
Company men.
I will mention, and whether this factors in or not, in this position or any other position, March is when rookies get included in the ADP.
Ooh. Who was a rookie last year? Okay.
James I just Williams? Wanted people to be aware of that. But Scott, you are up.
You heard CD Lamb.
Okay, I didn't hear you, you know, but yes, that's yeah. correct. These are the top three so far. One, two, three. Matt.
AJ Brown.
Number four. Let's just get them all in order, John. Who's number
five? Cooper Kupp. I don't think we'll go in order, but Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp is not in the top 15 a year ago.
Really? Wow. All right.
So John,
oh, wait, you said I get one.
Yeah, so you're still in.
John I used
has
it.
One strike. So, Scott, you are up.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson, number six.
Oh, yeah.
I will go Chris Olave.
Chris Olave, number eight.
I had Olave written down. Well, I'll go Waddle then.
Waddle, number five.
Teammate Tyreek Hill.
Number nine.
The Sun God.
Number seven.
Thank you,
good job. I forgot.
So we have the top nine. You're missing 10 to 15 right now.
Diggs?
Number 11.
Ooh.
That's who I was going to say.
Glad I said it first.
How many are left?
Number 10, 12, 13, 14, 15. So five.
Was
I have five names written down, so we're going to go with that.
Was Debo? Debo still in there?
Debo was not in there.
I had him written down too. Thank you for saving me there. Yeah.
Back to Matt.
DK Metcalf.
Number 14.
Oh, I had him written down. All right. Devonta Smith.
Number 13.
Woo.
Shoot.
Back to Scott. Got to get this right or you're out.
You said rookies were in there, right? Who
correct.
Was the top last year? Let's see. Bijan Richardson. JSN?
Number 15. So we are missing 10 and 12. Back to Matt.
Am I allowed to ask if somebody's been said, or is that an X?
I think that's fair. Fine with that.
Yeah, you can ask if someone's been said.
Has Diggs been said?
Diggs yes. has been said, yes.
Okay. T. Higgins?
I have two names written down. He's one of them.
Oh, yep.
Higgins is 10.
Oh, that means I have one more name left. Davante Adams.
Not on the list. John.
I'm sure how far out it would have been.
I got one more.
I got
Scott,
one.
Do you have one more?
Drake London?
That's who I have.
Scott? You guys split the points because we just ran through the entire list. So
nice
you get
job.
A half a point.
I got to be honest. Matt didn't miss any. Although I'm rooting for Scott in this
That's
game.
That's true. That's true.
I'm not, you know, I'm rooting for Scott in this game. But
oh, I'm happy Matt to missed, split the points.
Matt missed zero.
Those are the rules. I gave everybody, okay. I tell okay. everyone they okay. get a mulligan, you know.
Can I get some of them too?
Yeah. Wait, is it one per round or one total?
One per round.
Okay.
So we're going back to 2022 now. Ooh. And John, you will start because I'm going to go clockwise and who starts.
Still receiver?
I'm going to give you the position now.
Got it.
Patience, Scott. Patience.
Got it.
2022 tight ends.
Oh, Jesus. All right. And we're doing top 15 again?
So, yeah, everyone is top 15.
Well, I'm taking the obvious, Kyle Pitts.
Yes. Number one.
Travis Kelce.
Wasn't your turn.
Oh.
No. Wow.
There you go. There's your answer for you, Scott.
I'll take Andrews. Matt.
Take Andrews Kelsey. Is two. I'll take Andrews, whichever direction you want to go.
Kelsey's actually four.
We're good. We're fine.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll take Kittle.
Kittle is three.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anybody else? I think I've depleted my answers. Oh, who is that one guy? Oh, yeah, that's right. He's going
to
be on.
Back to you,
right?
Scott.
Dallas Goedert.
Goedert is seven. Matt.
TJ Hockenson.
Damn it.
Hockenson is six.
Oh, that's who I had written down. We're doing top 15.
Yep.
Well, I got to believe like Darren Waller was probably a thing still.
I have him down. I have him written down.
He was five.
All right.
So you guys have the top seven now.
Oh my God. This is like, I'm trying to think who was on, what teams people were on 2 years ago.
Yep.
Was that guy good 2 years ago?
Evan Ingram.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good guess, but not on the list.
I'm really glad you guessed that one.
Was he still with the Giants then? Coming off maybe a down year?
I think he was going to Jacksonville then. Maybe.
Yeah.
There's probably some guy that retired.
Okay, man.
2 years ago, was Gronk still around?
Close. Pat Freiermuth.
Number eight.
That's the name I couldn't remember. Oh, back to me then. All right. I'm going to throw out Tyler Higbee.
Not on the list.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, so one strike for Scott, one strike for John. We're back to Scott.
All right, I'm between two names.
Oh, I got one.
I'm going to try Dalton Schultz.
Number 10.
Oh, yeah, bum.
Yes.
Man.
Cole Kmet.
Kmet not on the list.
Strikes all around.
He was on my list.
David Njoku.
That's the other one.
Njoku also not on the list. Oh, John strikes out.
Wow. Oh, this is not a fun game.
I'm having fun. Scott, you're up again.
I mean,
this is gross.
Yeah, I'm going to be out. I'll just say, I don't know. Who was like, I don't know, Trey McBride? Was he rookie?
Number 14.
Come on.
Nice work.
And yes, he was. That was before he was even in the league, yes.
Oh, I didn't think people liked him that much.
He's a rookie.
I mean, I did.
He was the number one tight end that year, so.
That's the reason I thought of it, yeah.
Yeah.
This was 2022, so I'm going to say Dawson Knox.
Oh, good one. Good pull.
I had Dawson Knox written down, but I honestly thought, was he a rookie and, like, not even in the top 15 yet?
I think it was his second year.
I don't know if he was a rookie.
It was the second year.
Yeah,
but he was not in the top 15.
Oh!
Which means Matt strikes out, which means Scott takes that round.
Brutal.
So
I have some more names. How about Noah Fant?
That was the next name for me.
Damn okay. it, I knew I should have said Noah Fant.
Crap.
Hunter Henry?
Hunter Henry was not in there.
All right. That's all I got.
Okay. Anybody else have any guesses before I give the rest?
Mike Gesicki?
Number 11.
Really?
Freak's sake.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I think he was still with Miami then, right? And people,
he's the guy that I was saying that he's a retired player. Maybe. He's not retired, but he might as well be.
He might as well be.
Makes sense.
I'll give you the others. Doesn't look like anybody has any other guesses. Number 12 is Albert O.
Oh.
No. Really?
Yep. Number 13, Zach Ertz.
Oh.
And yep. Number 15, Rob Gronkowski.
It was Rob Gronkowski. I thought it was 21.
It actually was Gronk.
15, yep.
Oh my God. I thought he had been gone for longer. Was this the year that people thought he might still be coming back?
Yeah, I think, like, he might. Maybe he hadn't. Oh, I think it was after his last season. Maybe he hadn't officially retired yet. Yeah,
and everybody's like, oh no, he'll come back. Nobody believed him. And
Yeah.
He never came back.
Exactly.
He's probably still on rosters. Said,
I'm going to go miss every field goal I try on national TV.
Oh, my God. It actually was Gronk.
I know. I thought it was so imaginary funny point.
Oh, no. You should feel great when I said that. That should have been awesome.
Okay. So with the 3-4-5-6 scoring, it is now 5.5 points for Scott, 1.5 for Matt. John still looking to get on the board.
I'm really not.
Yeah, not looking to get on the board. Yeah, I guess not. John's just happy to be here. I'm not even sure if he's that even. So
I enjoyed those first few games. They were
happy.
Yeah. Okay. So going back now another year to 2021, and we are doing quarterback.
Quarterbacks is at least better than running backs.
Yeah, so Scott starts with this.
You make us do running backs 4 years ago?
Oh, yes, I am. Do that.
You're all dead.
Diabolical.
But Scott starts. Wow.
So 21 quarterbacks?
Yes. Top 15.
Mahomes?
Yes. To Matt.
Josh Allen?
Yes.
To me, Lamar.
Yes. By the way, these are 1, 2, and Lamar was 6.
Mm. Always undervalued every year.
Mm. I think that was
You still doing top 15?
Yep, top 15.
This is unpleasant.
That's the best tight end just was.
Oh, no. We knew that was going to be a disaster.
I can't. All the draft.
Who the hell were the rookies in 21?
My mind.
Oh, was that Fields and Lawrence?
I was going to say Lawrence, but I don't think that was him. I think it was.
I don't remember what. Were they 2020? Shit. Was 2021 the terrible class of.
Oh, my God.
You guys are... who's the Pittsburgh guy that they truly believe in or whatever they said? Pickett. Was he the 21?
Look at John just keeps saying names.
Is it like, John's turn?
As if he's not competing with other people. No, it's Scott. I believe Scott is up now.
You notice I'm pretty unsure, so I was hoping to get some sort of read from Matt confirming. Because if he confirms Trevor Lawrence, then I at least get Justin Fields. if he confirms Pickett, then I'm
going to say Trevor Lawrence then.
Trevor Lawrence, number 10.
Yes!
Justin Fields.
Number 12, yeah. You took them both from John.
How'd that go, John? How'd that go for you?
I'm actually quite all right with it. I'll go Dak.
Dak is number 7.
Burrow?
Burrow's number 8.
Kyler Murray.
Oh, good.
Murray is number 3.
Of course I would have forgotten about him. Herbert.
Herbert is number 5.
Oh God, was this the year he was good?
So we're back to Scott.
Was Aaron Rodgers still
there? Yeah, I have him written down.
Is that your
Rodgers
answer?
Yeah.
Rodgers number 11.
Okay. I'm writing some names like off in a margin, like
right.
Exactly. That's good. No strikes yet.
That's possible. I'm gonna go. It's Matt.
Who's turn
is
it?
Okay,
Matt.
I will say Jalen Hurts,
number 14.
Ooh,
that was the year he went crazy good, right? Won a bunch of people.
That was the.
It was his rookie year.
No, that was the next season.
Oh, that was his first year start. That was before his first year starting. 2022 was the year he was really good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that because I traded I traded Jalen Hurts to Russ for Kyle Pitts and like some other things. No, I traded Jalen Hurts and some other things for Kyle Pitts and Trade Addicts 8 that year. And it was
in 2020 at the end of his rookie year, I traded Odell Beckham for Jalen Hurts straight up.
Ooh, well done,
sir. Deshaun Watson.
Oh, number 4.
I was hoping to save him.
Shoot.
So we're back to Scott. We have you guys have the first 8. We still have number 9, number 13, and number 15. That's all we have left.
I'm gonna try the old guys. Kirk Cousins. Yep.
Kirk Cousins eternally disrespected, not on the list.
Yeah.
Thank you for breaking the seal on those though. Yeah.
Russell Wilson.
He's on
number
9. Oh. Matt Stafford.
Is that your guess?
Yes.
Number 13. So, Scott, we only got one left, too, which is number 15 on the list.
That is brutal. Name,
but I'm not confident. I actually have two names. I don't know which one to choose.
I think mathematically we can't lose here, Matt. Yeah, well, the most we can do is split. It might be a three-way split.
Good point.
Yeah, if Scott gets this, it's a three-way split.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're looking at a two-way split.
I know Brady wasn't there. He was still playing, obviously, but I know he wasn't in the top 15.
I have him written down in the margin.
Anyone else that, like Carson Wentz, it's going to be somebody stupid like that. So I don't know. I'm just going to say Brady.
Okay.
Brady not on the list. So Scott,
there's one other guy that I was thinking is this year Daniel Jones.
Matt is up.
Oh, I get to, I have to go.
Doesn't matter. If you get it right.
Man, yeah, I got two names.
To guess. You both have two strikes. We're guessing a few more here.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Then I guess I get to say both of these probably. How about Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield is number 15. You're splitting the points.
Oh.
That kind of sucks that, like, by game theory, I should have lost that and let John try to.
Probably, no, yes.
I was after you. So
well, there's no, right. There was no, like, there was no benefit from me getting that correct on that move.
So
that
was, did I? You weren't going to be able to strike him out there, either, though, because.
Yeah, I didn't have a strike either, Matt, so it would have gotten you out first.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We were heading to split. You were good.
So,
I was going to guess Daniel Jones.
Splitting the points.
There was one year he had a decent ADP.
Yeah.
It's all going to come down to this one because it's 5.5 for Scott, 4 for Matt, 2.5 for Bosch.
Yay.
And this one's worth 6 points. So, anybody can win this.
I straight quit on this one. I'm not kidding. This is ugly.
I can't believe
it. And we're doing Jay freaking Ajayi. Running back.
So, yeah, Jay 2020 running
back. That's not an answer.
That's starting with Matt.
Christian McCaffrey.
Number one to John.
So we're in what year?
March of 2020.
Todd Gurley.
No.
John.
Is
that a real guess? Sure. Dude, you think I could name 15 running backs from 4 years ago? I couldn't name 15 running backs from 2 weeks ago.
I think you could name five more than whatever name you just said. What did you just say?
Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley.
Yeah, Todd Gurley. Come on.
I don't know what year he retired. He was really good forever ago.
I have no idea either.
4 years ago was a long time ago.
Is it me, Rocky?
Yes.
Derrick Henry.
Number 12.
Oof. That's not a good start.
Saquon Barkley.
Number two. Back to John. John's just going to say Adrian Peterson so he can strike out.
No, that would have been like 5 or 6 years ago, probably. Alvin Kamara. He's been around for a while and it was always good.
Number four.
All right.
Joe Mixon.
Number seven.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Nick Chubb.
Oh, dang it.
Number six.
Was Najee Harris around these days?
First he went Super Bowl, then he went to
John.
So John strikes out.
I literally say players don't matter. I don't care about players. They have zero relevance to winning in fantasy
But you bid on words on a screen.
Yes, those words are interchangeable.
So Scott,
yeah, Zeke.
Number three.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow. I think it's beer. That's weird to think about.
Dalvin Cook.
That's the next name.
Number five.
Shoot.
Back to Scott.
Aaron Jones.
Number 14. Back to Matt.
DeAndre Swift.
Number 10.
I no longer feel
with that in mind, Jonathan Taylor.
Number 8. I was going to say, you're smart.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought maybe he wasn't for some reason. I don't know why.
So back to Matt.
Josh,
Josh Jacobs, number 9. We have three left. Number 11, number 13, number 15. Also, if the points split, Scott wins.
I'm going to say Monty, David Montgomery.
But Scott gets his first strike.
How dare you not really remember running backs?
Miles Sanders.
Nice pull. Number 11.
Sanders was ahead of Monty?
What? Apparently.
That's ridiculous.
So Scott gets this. You stay alive. If not, Matt wins the game and wins the night.
James Conner.
I got one more name.
James Conner. Incorrect. So Matt does win the game. Matt wins the night 2-1. Congrats, mate.
Good fight, you guys.
Matt, good effort, Scott.
Good fight.
CH not on there.
When did Najee Harris
get traded? Leonard Fournette.
Oh, Fournette.
Also not on there. Any other guesses before I give you the last two?
Who was the
Dobbins?
J.K. Dobbins. Yeah, Dobbins was the guy I couldn't think of.
Oh, wow.
And then 13 is he's an older guy. He was already old, getting older then, but not nearly as old, obviously.
What team?
In the AFC.
Melvin Gordon?
No. He's still active now.
He wasn't old then,
but he was 24 or 5. He was starting to get into a second contract.
The Packers guy. Oh, you said AFC.
I can just give it to you.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Austin Eckler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
number 13.
Wow.
So Matt wins tonight. Congrats, Matt.
Yeah, good job, Matt.
Hey, thanks,
guys. I want to thank Scott. Thank you for coming on here. And thank you all for listening. Until next time, we'll see you then. Good night, everybody.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without 6 clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.